So many rules, so many obligations, so many things that we feel like we should be doing. What would happen if you gave yourself permission to follow your intuition and do whatever you want? Today on the Weekly Walk podcast, Eric and I talk about the value of a no rules day. So if you feel like that's something you might need, I invite you to lace up your sneakers and let's get going. Welcome to the Weekly Walk podcast, the perfect podcast to take with you on a 30-minute walk. I'm Joy Shulman, the pack leader here at 99 Walks, and each week we explore different tools and tactics that you can use to create the life you want, because you really can change your life in 99 walks. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Joyce.
Do you think we can start by asking the pack a favor?
Absolutely.
So to those of you who listen to the Weekly Walk podcast, not in the 99 Walks app, but out in the world on Spotify or iTunes, if you like it and like to hang out with us each week, it would be amazing if you would subscribe. Just hit the plus button to follow or subscribe or whatever they call it now, because it really does help other people find the Weekly Walk and find you and me. And we have so much fun doing this. I would love for more people to be part of this community.
I think that would be awesome, because it is kind of fun, and we laugh and jest, and we hear from people that they laugh along with us. So from Hey Eric, if you regularly listen, just hit the subscribe.
So with that, the theme of the week, well, I want to go back and tell a story, and I don't know if you remember this, but there was a day when our kids were little. We were at your mother's house for dinner, and I don't think it was a holiday dinner. I think we were just up there visiting, and I turned to, I think it was Mason, and I said, "I'm tired of being the food police." Do you remember that day?
No.
The mother job as the food police for young kids can get exhausting.
Oh, absolutely, because it's three times a day plus two snacks.
So we tried all kinds of different things, many of which were super successful. We had the snack drawer where they could go anytime they wanted. Do you remember when we used to make menu choice lunches for them. So at the start of the week, I let them choose what they wanted in their lunchbox every day.
I do remember that.
That was brilliant, because they felt like they had so much control over what was going into their lunches. But since we set the list of things they could choose from, we were able to really set it up in a way that was great. And then I always knew what to pack every day and didn't have to figure it out.
Yeah, no, that was awesome. And on that same note, I feel like I was the screen police. And I think that was at least as hard as the food police.
The screen police is maybe the worst. I agree.
Two sort of reasons to that. One, because we were so busy that we needed some downtime, and screens provided that. And two, it was just hard to police. And we tried. We tried the hour a day thing, remember?
We tried all kinds of things. And yeah, it was hard.
And some things stuck more than others. I mean, we were able to manage through that. But wow, it was hard.
We managed through all of it for sure. I think a lot of it was all about the family dinners. Cooking, setting the table, having dinner together, cleaning up, taking baths, and boom, like there's a couple of hours where there were no screens. But all of that led to the morning I woke up, and I think we talked about this, though I actually don't specifically remember, but the day that we woke up and declared it a no rules day.
I remember that.
Oh my gosh, the kids loved it so much. And they looked at us like we were sort of crazy and tried to wrap their heads around what that meant. So they were like, one of them, I don't remember who, was like, "Does that mean I can have ice cream for breakfast?" And we were like, "Yup, sure can. I can watch as much TV as I want? Yup, sure can." I can play with whatever I feel like playing with? Yup, sure can.
And in the back of my mind, and there was something that there are sort of two rules around this, just they never came up, but always in the back of my mind was you can't do anything unsafe. It is not stick a fork in the light socket day. So that's number one. And you can't do, you have to be considerate of others. So it's not stick a fork in your brother day either. So there are two rules.
And it worked for our kids because they're wired pretty responsibly. So a couple of things surprised me about the day. The first was how well they ate.
Really? I don't remember that part.
Yep. Yep. They defaulted to, obviously, I think there probably was a little bit of ice cream for breakfast just because of the novelty. But by the middle of the day, they wanted real healthy food, which I think is so interesting. And we'll talk about that a little bit, about this, how a no rules day gives you the opportunity to really listen to yourself. But the other was kind of how relaxed and positive a day it was.
Well, when our kids are in school and when we're at work and basically in society, you know, you get in the car, there's rules. Get in the car, put on your seatbelt, that's a rule. You get in the car, you pull out of your driveway, you stop, you look both ways, that's a rule. Yes, these rules have safety reasons and they're good rules, but they're rules all the time. You know, if you have a job where you punch a clock, you get in, you sign in, you let people know, you show your badge, rules to get into your building. You have your key fob or your ID to get on a plane. I mean, there's so many rules. In school, there's rules. It's just basically rules, rules, rules. Like, I'm going down a rabbit hole here.
I remember when my dad retired from teaching. So for anybody who doesn't know, my dad taught middle school for, I think, 36 or 38 years. And he loved it. He loved teaching. He loved coaching. He loved kids. But you know what he hated? I don't know if you know
rules?
This. Not rules.
What did he hate?
He hated the bells.
He hated
the fact that his life was structured around this bell system. And every 40 minutes or 50 minutes or whatever it was, the bell would go off. Rules. Structure.
And then there were always the teachers. Like, I remember when I was in school, the bell would go off. You'd close your books. You'd get up and you'd walk out of class. And there was always the teacher that was like, the bells don't control my class. I control my class. And would make you sit for the extra 2 minutes while that teacher finished his thoughts. And then he'd say, okay, now you can leave. And then you had to, like, scramble to get to your next class. Did you have a teacher like that?
No, I don't remember ever having that
experience.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So all of this is the setup for a conversation around chapter 99 of my book. So for anybody who doesn't know, I wrote a book, now it's 2 years ago, called Walk Your Way to Better, and it's 99 thought starters and ideas. And I struggled so much with trying to figure out how I wanted to end the book. What was the last thought I wanted to leave everyone with after 98 walks, because each section was intended to be a walk, 98 things that we need to think about, ways to structure our lives, ideas on how to chase our dreams, all the things. And what did I want to leave with? So chapter 99 of my book is The Power of a No Rules Day. Because at the end of all of the chasing and striving and goal setting and goal crushing and going and dreaming, some days you just have to get up and do whatever the heck you want.
When are we going to have a no rules day?
I sometimes have a no rules day. I mean, I don't have them a lot. And that's one of the reasons that I thought we should talk about it today, because I've gotten out of the habit, the practice, thank you, of having a no rules day. So I think we've shared a little bit about how many rules and constraints there are in so many of our lives, some of which are external and some of which we put on ourselves.
Like the one that this podcast has to be 30 minutes long.
That's a rule. This podcast has to be 30 minutes long and it must post on Wednesday.
Rules.
And you know, it's funny, sometimes when we manage to get a little bit ahead and we record in advance, then there are fewer rules. It feels like there are less rules because we're ahead, so we can do it whenever we want.
A little more freedom.
Yeah. So when was the last time? Well, let's talk about what a no rules day is.
All right, what's a no rules day?
In my mind, a no rules day is a day when you have nothing on your calendar, no time constraints, and you literally do whatever you want. With, I suppose, the same caveats that we gave our kids for no rules day, which is you've got to be considerate of others and you can't do anything super self-destructive.
Like drugs and drinking and just
No,
crazy
a
and
no rules.
driving 100 miles an hour.
Yes, a no rules day is not a day to drink a bottle of vodka or drive 100 miles an hour.
Okay, good. Got that out of the
All
way.
right, just to be clear.
Especially not at the same time.
Definitely not. So it's a day to follow your curiosity and really tap into your intuition and what you feel like. And that's the reason that I think no rules days are so powerful.
Yeah, and I've actually heard them referred to as yes days. So they're more in the positive. So if in the kid scenario, if your kid says, "Can I have ice cream for breakfast?" you say, "Yes."
See, and I see a no rules day as going one step further because if it's a no rules day, your kid doesn't have to ask.
Good point. But if the kid knows you're going to say yes and you don't even, they don't have to ask. So it's sort of, they're sort of complimentary in my mind. But yeah, you're right. They're it, you don't even have to ask about the rule.
So keep going on this, what you mean by a yes day. Does that apply just to kids or is that a bigger thing?
No, because we have rules in ourselves. So if you ask yourself, "Can I watch Netflix all day?" you just say to yourself, "Yes."
I'm thinking about that. I suppose. I don't know. Like, do you ask yourself permission?
Sometimes. But think about all the rules. Now I'm thinking about this totally going down a rabbit hole. But aren't most of the rules around us no's? No smoking, no chewing gum, no walking, no right turn.
I can't. It's so interesting to me that you've taken this whole concept and turned it into a pushback against societal rules because I don't see it that way literally at all.
I'm just sort of using them as a metaphor for all the rules that we face in the course of our life. So, I don't know, tell me more about sort of how you see it.
It's not about breaking rules. I guess that's the issue is I feel like you're so focused on the rules that apply to us no matter where we go, and some of which are to keep us safe, and some of which are to keep others safe, most of them. And a no rules day, I don't know. It's not about breaking rules to me. Maybe I should rename it. Oh my gosh, I've named it wrong. The whole concept is wrong.
Well, wait, so
I want to call, can I rename it follow your, no, I want to rename it do whatever you want day.
do whatever you want day. Yeah, that sounds good too. And I think it's all sort of intertwined because having ice cream for breakfast, like, is it a rule that you don't have ice cream for breakfast? Or is it a
No.
norm?
Exactly. It's a
No norms day, and I apologize to anybody named Norm.
it's not even a no norms day because, gosh, it's so hard to articulate this because you see it so differently than I do. Like, you want to push back against the machine
And
day.
push back against the man
You want to push.
named Norm.
You want to push back against norm day.
Who is Norm, and why does he make all these rules?
And I want a day to do whatever I want and follow my intuition. I don't have to push back against a rule. I don't have to break a rule. I don't have to break a norm. I just want to do whatever I want. And you just sort of don't seem to see it that way.
This
Oh, I
is
know
like the way
why.
we raised our puppy. So little tangent, when we had our first dog, we each bought a book on dog raising, and I bought The Monks of New Skete, The Art of Raising a
A puppy.
Puppy, which is these monks in upstate New York raise dogs, and they wrote a book, and it's so regimented. It's like the Marine Corps guide to raising your dog, and I think it worked great.
It did work great. And but just to put a little color on how crazy specific the book is, and this is probably a bit of an exaggeration, but not by a lot. On day 43, lift your puppy to the sky and hold him there for 8 seconds so he's not afraid of heights. Then do it again on day 68.
Yeah, pretty much. And the book you got was.
I got a book called Mother Knows Best, written by I think Carol Ann Benjamin. And she promotes raising your puppy in alignment with the way mother dog raises puppies. So she uses a lot of dog psychology.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's sort of the difference between my take on No Rules Day and your take.
So describe a no rules day, what that would be like for you.
Well,
You wouldn't drink a bottle of vodka and you wouldn't drive 100 miles an hour. So we've gotten those things out of the.
I would not, but No Rules Day, maybe I would stay in bed until 8 o'clock. Absurdly late for me. Maybe I wouldn't do my workout. I would just take a day off. I wouldn't even call it a rest day. It would just be a non-day of sort of having that mentality. And then just sort of do whatever I felt like. If I felt like eating at 10 o'clock and making waffles, I would make waffles at 10 o'clock. And just sort of felt like going for a walk on the beach, I would just do that and not have any rules or constraints or the limits of to how my day went. And you?
Or expectations. I think part of having a good no rules day is putting aside all of our expectations for the day.
Yeah, because especially when expectations are around our to-do list, and we expect to get so many things accomplished, and we expect whether it's at work or whether it's on our weekend, and it just adds to that sort of pressure and anxiety and stress that we're all dealing with and managing.
And I think that's one of the key benefits of declaring it a no rules day. Because then it's sort of whatever you actually get done is kind of gravy. Because you are likely to get things done because for me, a no rules day is about following your intuition, which is one of the reasons I think it's so powerful. Because in order to make decisions on a no rules day, you have to really ask yourself, what do I feel like doing? What do I want to do? And I gotta tell you, it's not so easy. It for people like us who are accustomed, and many people accustomed to a lot of structure in their day, accustomed to a lot of tasks in their day, when you strip all of that away and say, Eric, do whatever you want today. I know you, and I think you would struggle.
Oh yeah, I think so too. I was just sort of envisioning myself like lying on the couch, watching TV for a long time, and then I'd be like, all right, I have to get up and go for a run, and that's what I would feel like doing.
But if that's what you felt like doing, that's perfect because we don't actually like to lie on the couch and watch TV all day. Unless it's like one of those rainy, stormy days and then there's nothing better. But on a typical day, and I'm thinking about what you had said about if it was a no rules day, you would skip your workout. But I wonder if it was a no rules day, if it was a follow your intuition day and you didn't feel like skipping your workout, but you went into the gym with no plan and you weren't following anybody's programming and you just went into, I'm watching you and you're like literally starting to twitch. But if you went into the gym and just listened to your body for a day and did whatever called to you, I wonder what would happen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking now, like, okay, one of my sort of rules is that I work out between an hour, like between an hour and an hour and a half, and I sort of cap myself there. But wow, what if I could just work out for 2 hours because there were no rules,
What, right,
or
what if
two
you,
and a half.
or what if you got to 45 minutes and felt like, yeah, I'm done for the day. I'm so tuned into my body is done for the day.
Yeah, that could happen too.
That could happen too. And what happens if instead of it being, okay, all the guardrails are off, so I'm going to eat ice cream for breakfast, what if we paused and listened to what we actually wanted?
Yeah, from a food standpoint, and listen to our body. Like there have been days lately where I've just been craving rice and carbs and just eating that, and it's just what my body needed. I felt it for like 2 days. And then there are other days when I just want a steak. And so when you listen to your body, I think it does help you sort of avoid those rules or guardrails. And bringing that concept of no rules day sort of into every day. I think we can have a little no rules day in our everyday life too sometimes.
Maybe. I have not yet managed to figure out how to do that. Other than going back to the food issue, there is a little bit of the intuitive eating movement baked into a no rules day, because the intuitive eating movement tells us that our bodies are smarter than we think they are. And if you can really tune in and listen, I think about Maddie when she was little. Maddie was the most intuitive eater when she was 2 years old of any human I've ever met. Remember, like, there were days where she would just eat fruit. Like, she just wanted fruit and liquid and water, and she clearly wanted to hydrate and needed the fruit. And then other days she was like a protein eating machine.
And the days in between, she just ate tomatoes.
It's true.
To this day, she loves tomatoes.
So, what do you think about the intersection between a no rules day and what is referred to in diet culture as a cheat day?
Well, I'm not a fan of that, and I think they're somewhat contradictory. Like a cheat day is a rule that you're supposed to cheat. So I think on that aspect alone, it sort of doesn't fit with where we're going with this, with the idea of a no rules day. So that's one thing. And there's sort of another thought around it that it actually reinforces the rules, because when you think about a cheat day, so cheating is bad. We've learned that. That's one of the rules. Don't cheat. We've learned that cheating is bad. And then on the cheat day, if you're, and just to take a step back, so the concept of a cheat day is you eat really well 6 days a week. You are having fruits and vegetables. You're minding your calories. You're doing all this stuff, particularly in the construct, I think, of losing weight and calorie deficit. And then on the cheat day, you eat whatever you want and you overeat and you indulge all your whims and then you go back. So, basically not a fan.
The only thing I would disagree with is it's not necessarily in the context of weight loss. There are people who strive to manage their weight by being super strict 6 days a week and then eating like a lunatic on one day. The Rock is a good example of that. He's sort of notorious for his crazy cheat days, and I don't think he's trying to lose weight.
Yeah, I mean, the only sort of thing that I would say that is somewhat positive about that is when it comes to habits, when it comes to motivation. We talk that motivation is garbage or BS, right? And it's consistency, and it's just having that practice. And if you are consistent with that, then it's probably going to work for you and it's not a terrible thing. But again, just as a being able to maintain that consistency and that dedication, I think is going to be tough over the long term.
Okay, so a no rules day is not a dietary cheat day. That's a whole nother conversation. Whole nother kettle of fish. I think it's more closely aligned to the concept of a Shabbat day, though historically, certainly in Orthodox Judaism, Shabbat comes with a lot of rules, a whole lot of rules. But one of the primary concepts is that one day a week is different from the other days. So while there are a lot of rules around it, the rules are very different. Like the rules are around thou shalt not work,
right?
Which is sort of crazy to think about it. A day when you're not supposed to work. And gosh, we've just lost that. And that's not strictly a Jewish concept at all.
Yeah, Sunday is supposed to be a day of rest.
A day of rest.
So how often would you say, let's say you're in this stage where we initiated this, you know, young kids, preschool, primary school age, and let's talk about this first. How often would you say have a no rules day? Is this something once a year, once a quarter, once a month, sort of there are no rules around how often you're supposed to have a no rules day and sort of be intuitive when your family needs it?
Well, here's the truth of it. When our kids were little, no rules days were more for us than for them. It was the days when we just could not bear to be the screen and food police one more minute. I mean, that's the secret of all of this, is that it wasn't for them, it was for us, because we were just tired of being the police. But I think it's a fair question. I think when your kids are young, it has to be occasional enough that it feels like a surprise and a super treat. So certainly a few times a year.
Okay.
A little bit more in the winter when you're trapped in the house and tired of being the police. And then for us, I don't know. We haven't done it in a while. We haven't done it for ourselves. Every now and then, I sort of in my head say today's going to be a no rules day, but I haven't been as intentional about it. And I think, I don't know how you would do. I feel like a no rules day, your head would explode maybe. Have you ever done that? Yep. Really given yourself intentionally a no rules day?
I don't think so. I mean, back before, even before you, before kids, like actually I remember days when I was single, living in New York City, and like I would get up at, I don't know, 8 or 9 on a weekend morning and have zero obligation. So it really was a no rules day. And some of those days were just really uncomfortable. I didn't have a lot of them, but there were some. Yeah. So, and since then, I can't really think of one, though I do feel like when we went down to New Orleans to visit your BFF and take Maddie to see a couple colleges and stuff, that wasn't no rules. We had some social obligations. We had some things we had to do with visiting schools. But I definitely worked less and felt less stress and pressure. And that was a great thing. So I guess the short answer is I'm way overdue for a no rules day.
I think you are way overdue for a no rules day. So I think this coming weekend, we have nothing on our calendar. I don't think we're hosting. I don't think we're entertaining. I don't think we have a social commitment on Sunday. So that would require a rule because you'd actually have to put on grown-up clothes. You know, you can't wear joggers to a birthday party. I'm just putting it out there now.
Really?
So yeah, no rules day also applies to what you wear, right? Don't feel like washing your face or doing your hair or want to wear sweatpants, want to wear a bathing suit all day. No rules. So I guess you can't have a no rules day on Sunday, but perhaps Saturday.
Maybe Saturday. Could we do, how about a no rules 24 hours? Noon on Saturday until noon on Sunday.
No, it doesn't work for me.
Doesn't work for
you.
No,
I need the full day because what'll happen if we structure it like that is that I will try to get everything done Saturday by noon. So that might work for you. It won't work for me because I know how I'm wired. Then yeah, it'll no, okay. Right.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe Saturday we'll do a no rules day.
Saturday morning to Sunday morning. No rules.
All right. I'm in.
All right. I can't encourage everybody listening strongly enough to put this into practice into your life. Try it. See what happens. It might be a little uncomfortable, but I think in the best possible way, it will force you to start listening more closely to your intuition. So with that, wishing everybody a happy No Rules Day.